We now turn to read from the Holy Scriptures, Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We are not told who the Holy Ghost used to write this precious part of God's holy word, but the character of the psalmist is very clear. He is one whose delight is in the law of the Lord. And the law of the Lord there may be taken as a word to describe the holy, inerrant, infallible word of God. And it was his delight in the word of God, the law of God, that distinguished him from those of whom he speaks here as the ungodly. It's very noticeable, is it not, that those who have no love for the law of the Lord and therefore do not keep to its principles and precepts and doctrines and example, nor heed its warnings, see the slippery slope that is mentioned in verse 1. The man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly then stands in the way of sinners, then sits in the seat of the scornful. That is the slippery slope of those who have no love, and the word of God is not the living principle within their heart. But the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, is the man spoken of in this text, this chapter, as the righteous. And we have three things that the righteous man in our subject this morning, just for a few moments, has, as it were, in his path. First of all, he loves the law of the Lord. And dear friends, unless we love the law of the Lord and the word of God, we will not heed to its principles. The Apostle Peter, in his second epistle, speaks of those who forsook the ways because they had not the love of the truth. And if we have not the love of the truth in our hearts, then we will not keep it, and it will not keep us. But this man, his delight was in the law of the Lord. At every opportunity he had to read it, to meditate upon it, he took. And this is an example for us all, surely. Secondly, we find that his thoughts were toward the law of the Lord. Now, before a man is converted, then his thoughts are not toward the law of the Lord. They have no place in his affections, nor in his principles, nor in his decisions. But when that law takes root in the heart by the Holy Ghost, placed in the incorruptible seed of the word of God, then from that moment on he begins to delight in this blessed book before us that it is our privilege to seek to spread to the four corners of this earth. He meditated, his thoughts were constantly toward the word of God and the law of God contained therein. Our thoughts, naturally speaking, run hither and thither. But it is a great mercy when they are controlled by the principles of the word of God our hearts and minds kept by he who is the Word. And the third thing about this man is that his life was fruitful. Having access to the rivers of water, and the Word of God is full of precious rivers of grace, of precious promises, precious example and warnings. But being planted by this river of water, it bore fruit in his life. And others could see the difference that the Word of God had made in his life. And therefore, we have an example set before us this morning of the vital necessity of the Word of God being written in our hearts and bearing its fruit in our lives. Otherwise, we will not stand in the judgment, nor in the congregation of the righteous. Rather, we will be like the chaff which the wind driveth away. So, friend, the matters before us, even this morning, though they are of a business nature, evidently, that is right. But undergirding all that is the desire of those of us who have the privilege of labouring in the Trinitarian Bible Society, that the Word of God should be to others as it was to this unknown psalmist. The old Puritans used to say, "Be a Psalm 1 man." May God make you and I Psalm 1 men or women or children. Then our life will indeed be like this man. May God bless his holy word.